So I was listening to the news this morning, well, the radio news. I was driving, and I heard something pretty, I wouldn't call it interesting. I'd call it funny and ridiculous, if anything. But it's going to be a part of what I talk about today because I've brought this up to people before, and they looked at me like I was crazy. Basically, just about everything I say, I'm looked at like I'm crazy. But so what it was a story out of Botswana, Africa, which is a small country in Africa that has a lot of elephants. It is kind of like the elephant capital of Africa. Well, the problem is that the international community has stepped in a lot of times throughout the last couple of decades and told Botswana that they cannot keep killing elephants. What they would do is they would go out to like the country line with the other countries, say, like, I don't know who is next to them, but say it's Ethiopia. And if the elephants are in Ethiopia, they would shoot across the territorial line and kill them so that they wouldn't come into Botswana. I mean, it's Africa. It literally, I mean, animals just walking over. Because unlike us, they're smart enough to understand that, you know, nobody can claim a territory. But anyways, so they're killing them. And so Germany just put out a big thing telling them, hey, you know, you guys got to stop doing that. You're breaking international law. And they are. They're going around, they're killing, they're slaughtering elephants. I mean, then I don't even know if it's really for an ivory trade or anything like that. I don't think they're doing it for that. But Germany told them that, you know, you got to stop doing it. And so the Botswana government said, well, we'll tell you what, we're going to send a bunch of elephants to your country. And once they start trampling all of your gardens and eating all your vegetation, we'll see what you do about it. Now, that would be the stupid part of what I'm going to talk about. I love how we are under the assumption as human beings that all of this is ours. That it was, no matter what the creation stories tell you, no matter what the Bibles tell you, no matter what your pastor tells you, whatever, just the assumption that we all think that this is all of ours, our property, this land is ours and no other animal can trample on it is ridiculous. I don't think a lot of people realize that what sets us apart from other animals is basically just fire. That's it. Yes, we can create tools, but we cannot do anything without fire. It all comes down to heat. And you can look at all of history and it will tell you how that's true. You know, like nothing, if we did not create fire, we would have never created the industrial age, the copper age, the bronze age, nothing, because none of those tools would have been able to be created because they needed heat to bend the metals or bend the stone. So what I'm getting at is we're no different than the monkey. And I'm not talking evolution. I'm just saying we're no different. As soon as the monkey figures out how to light a fire, it's Planet of the Apes, folks. I mean, maybe not right away, but it will come. Okay, so we don't own none of this. I've already discussed this in other audios. I won't get into it, but you don't own the land that you buy. When you buy a home, you don't own the land. And that's simply proven that you pay taxes on it. You never own that land because you pay taxes on it. Why are you buying land and then paying somebody for that land after you've already purchased it? Okay. I won't get into taxes and I won't get into land property management, but we don't own any of this. None of this is ours. There is no United States of America. There is no Russia. There is no China. There is no Botswana. There is no Germany. It's just land. And the only thing that marks it is lines on a map or lines on Google Maps. That's the only thing that tells you. Okay. There's no international airspaces, none of that. And as far as animals concerned, they definitely don't believe in any of that. You know, this would be like if there was a massive squirrel population going on in Massachusetts, and then we started killing them, and New Hampshire told us we had to stop doing that, and then we threatened to send them 1,000 squirrels. The squirrels don't care. It doesn't matter what you do. I mean, you're gonna kill majestic, beautiful, intelligent, sentient beings because they're trampling your gardens and eating your vegetation. Unfortunately, we do the same thing in this country. You know, I was actually having a conversation with somebody the other day about how they use live crabs to go fishing, and how one of my friends knows that I don't like that. I don't like that they kill, they literally cut these crabs in half while they're alive and use them for bait. And when I said, you know, I'm against that, just use chum or something, my other friend said, well, you know, they're bad for the environment because they kill off parts of the environment, other parts of the environment. Yeah, well, that's what Mother Nature does. That's how this all works. It's all about that. Now, if it's overpopulation you're worried about, well, the only time things are overpopulated is when man puts his hand into the mix. If fish are being overpopulated or deer are being overpopulated, it's because we're stepping in and we're making more of it, or we're protecting something else. Now, that is a problem. I'll admit that if there's too many deer, it's because we didn't allow enough hunting, or we killed off too many wolves when we decided there was too many wolves. So now the deers are growing back. But that's what I mean. Like, all these things that we say, well, we have to get rid of this and get rid of that because it's hurting us and blah, blah. We created all that. If we still ate deer the way that we used to eat deer before cows, then there wouldn't be that many deer running around. So we wouldn't have to impose a bigger hunting season. If, you know, it doesn't matter how you look at this. What I'm getting at is that you're going to literally kill all these elephants off, and we're going to keep on killing other animals around this globe, thinking that somehow we're preserving something for ourselves while at the same time, quote unquote, preserving nature, is bullshit. It's not how it works. But unfortunately, 2,000, 5,000, 10,000, whatever you want to believe in, I would say society, when society came out, we started changing the rules of the game. Well, the problem is Mother Nature doesn't like when you mess with the rules of the game. And she's proven that a lot. We can't keep assuming that everything is ours. I know that everybody wants to. But I can guarantee you, maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, maybe not 10 years from now, maybe not 20 years from now, maybe not 1,000 years from now, but I can guarantee you, us keep on thinking that this is our Eden, this is all of ours, and we can do with it as we wish, I can guarantee you that eventually she's going to say no. And that may be coming. It may be coming in a minute from now. It may be coming in 1,000 years from now. It will reset itself. It always resets itself. It has been proven scientifically that it resets itself. So all we're doing is speeding up the process. We don't own all this. I'm not saying, hey, you know, fly to another country and tell them, hey, I don't need to show you a visa because I don't believe in continents or countries. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that we have to stop believing that we're number one. And this ranges. This goes so fast, just elephants. I mean, the environment, everything. But once we get it into our heads, which I don't know if we will, not in my lifetime probably, that we are part of something bigger. And it doesn't matter if you're religious or not, because all the religions teach that too. We are part of a system. You don't have to make your home here, as Jesus once said. This is just a bridge and cross over it. But while you're here, you have to abide by the system's laws, and you have to nurture the system for future generations of not only elephants, but humans, if there's to be any. You're going to go and kill animals because they're impeding your society. This has never made sense to me. I saw it when I lived in New Hampshire. They would kill off the moose so they wouldn't get into town. They would kill off the bears so they wouldn't get into town. Luckily, enough people started bitching and protesting that they don't do that as much anymore. But they still do it. It's the same thing when a bear comes into a neighborhood and it eats some food because people are irresponsible and can't put their garbage bins up the right way. So that they take the bear, they bring it out of the woods, and they kill it. They don't send it off like everybody thinks. Sometimes they'll send them off. They'll bring them someplace else. But once they have human contact, they are killed. Because once they know it's okay to get that garbage can, they are a nuisance or they can become violent. So they kill them. We keep doing this. We keep doing it to everything. If something's in our way, we've been doing it since the beginning of time. Someone's in our way, we just take it out. You know, I know that everybody likes to think that we are the superior beings on this planet, but in a lot of ways, we really are not. And like I said, all you have to do is look at fire for a perfect example. We cannot keep doing what we're doing. We cannot keep deciding who has, I mean, just going back to the land thing real quick. What do you think wars are fought over? They're fought over power and resource control. Ukraine on a whole has absolutely nothing to offer the population of this world, except for it is high in minerals, coppers, and aluminums. They don't go to war because they have a disagreement or because they think they're Nazis, each other are Nazis, or anything else that you hear in all the mainstream bullshit media. They go to war for resource. And soon they will do it over water, and that will be even bigger. It's all about that. Because think about it. They're not paying taxes when they go to war in other countries on those countries, are they? But you're paying taxes for the property that you outrightly bought. How does it make any sense? I'm going off on a rant here on this one, but we do not have the right to decide what should be able to exist on this planet if we did not create it. And even if we do create it, even then, it's a moral and ethical question whether we should be able to destroy it. Why is it that our morals and our ethics do not hold fast when it comes to the other sentient beings that we have on this planet? I'm not going to get into the whole meat thing. I eat steak. I eat a steak once a week, and I think about it. I do my very best to eat cows that have been treated nicely, and I pay a good price for those steaks because of it. But what I'm saying is we can't keep on going around committing genocide on animals because we need to put a new road in or a new driveway or a pool or a golf course or whatever the other bullshit that we do in this country, because we do a lot of it, folks. We do a lot of it. You got to remember one thing. Before you were here, before your family was here, before the pilgrims were here, before anybody was here, even the Indians that were here before all of us, the animals were here. And just because they can't speak for themselves, and just because they don't have a political party, and just because they can't light a fire, you can't just go around and slaughter these animals. So Botswana, if anybody from there ever listens to this or hears this message, fuck you for thinking that you can control it. And I don't usually ever swear like that. The rest of you, remember what I'm saying. Because I always tell people, if I give you a little bit of wisdom and someday, even 20, 30 years down the road, you go, huh, he was right. I can guarantee you that this little piece of wisdom will be one of those moments where you will say, oh shit, he was right. If we keep doing what we do, it will come back and bite us in the ass. And like I said, it may not be my lifetime, may not be your lifetime. But if you have any respect or love for your future generations of your family or your friends, think about that. Because I can tell you right now, the people in power do not think about that. They do not care. They live in the now. I try to live in the now. But the problem is, I would like to think that there might be a future. I look in children's faces and I would like to think that they will have something. There needs to be a change in the way that we handle this whole we're better than everybody else thing, or I can guarantee you the change will be done for us. I love you all. Walk in light.